This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso, who's also a practicing physician. He's also a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and is one of those opposed to the current version of the START Treaty negotiated between the president and the Russians earlier this year. And Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Right now, we're just after a key cloture vote, meaning debate has been successfully cut off. And throughout the past couple of days, it seems more and more Republicans are signing on to this. So why do you believe the momentum appears to be in that direction?
Well, each individual senator is going to have to make a decision about whether they feel that this strategic arms reduction treaty is one that's in the best interest of the United States. You know, the founding fathers said they want 2/3 vote of the Senate, and the role of the Senate is to advise and consent. I have concerns because it right now is a take it or leave it proposition. Russia warned the United States not to change the nuclear pact, but we've been offering amendments that I thought would actually improve it. And it's not the job of the Senate to be a rubber stamp, and I'm not ready to stamp it.
Let's talk about some of the changes that you would like to see made here. I know right after the key vote on gays in the military on Saturday, you offered an amendment to the START Treaty related to missile defense. What exactly did you feel was lacking in the treaty, and what would your amendment have done there?
Well, the preamble to the treaty actually links offensive weapons, which is what the treaty is about, to our ability as a nation to defend ourselves. And I think that there should be no linkage at all. We should not in any way agree with any one other country about what we as Americans need to do to defend ourselves against nuclear attacks. And I have to tell you, I'm much less worried about an attack coming from Russia than I am an attack coming from North Korea or Iran. So to take our ability to defend ourselves off the table because of a relationship with Russia, I think is not in the best interest of the national security of the United States.
Is the language any clearer within the body of the treaty outside of the preamble?
Well, the preamble, I thought, was the key area. There's additional language in the treaty in Section 5 that has to do with our ability to defend ourselves. And when I debated this back and forth in the Foreign Relations Committee, those who were the supporting of the treaty said, well, it's nothing that we intended to do. Well, our intentions can change in the way we see that best defend our nation. So that's, I think, a fundamental flaw. The other fundamental flaw is the issue of verify. You know, Ronald Reagan used to say trust but verify, and I think the way that this treaty is set up is we actually have less verification than we had before, fewer opportunities to inspect Russian facilities, and it relies much more on trust and a lot less on verifying, and I think that's a mistake.
One of the things that we thought would happen is that Democrats would go along with, or at least Republicans would be able to stop the treaty from going forward without adding some amendments here, whether it's modernization or clarification on missile defense. What was their biggest issue with not allowing more clear language on those issues?
Well, it's interesting, and it's unfortunate, but when Russia warned the United States that said no changes allowed, those people who support the treaty said okay, and I think that's a mistake. I think that we should not have our hands tied by the Russians saying no changes. The United States Senate has a responsibility to the people all around the country to make sure that they get it right with the treaty, and I just think that this is a real missed opportunity to make sure we strengthen our missile defense system. I think that some of the things that the president has done in terms of modernization are actually good and they're a step in the right direction. But in terms of tactical weapons, which are not even mentioned in the treaty, Russia right now has is numbered 10-1. In terms of missile defense, I think we tie our hands. And in terms of verification, I think we take a step backward.
We were speaking Monday with former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton, who's strongly opposed to the current version of this treaty. And he said he thinks it's actually a pretty clever political move here by the Obama administration, which has never been all that warmly embracing of missile defense. And so by adopting the treaty as is, they can basically go with their original plan not to really move forward on that and basically blame the contents of the treaty when anybody raises concerns about it. Is that being too cynical, or do you see that as being pretty accurate?
Well, I think it's a concern, and I know we're still debating an amendment that Senator McCain and I have talked about earlier today, which would allow us to move forward on all four phases of missile defense, at least in Europe, including ground-based intercept missiles. So the debate continues, and although we've moved past cloture, we can still attempt to amend, and we'll continue to bring amendments to try to improve a treaty, which I think was rushed into. I think the administration was too eager to get a treaty done, and as a result, I think we've not done the best job that we could have done to protect our nation.
Your leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, has also made a point about the fact that this is being debated at this time with just days left in the session and newly elected members of the Senate ready to take office in just a couple of weeks. How big of a factor is the time in this debate? Obviously, the Democrats want to do it while they have a larger majority, but in terms of the rightness or wrongness of doing this in a lame duck session, what's your thought on that?
Well, all 13 incoming Republican senators have signed a letter to Senator Reid and saying, please wait till we arrive in the Senate to be voting to vote on this treaty and have a full deliberation. That elections have occurred and that the duly elected members of the United States Senate ought to have an ability to weigh in, to discuss the issue, and then to vote. And that's been taken away from them.
For those who have been following so many different political stories this year and perhaps haven't zeroed in a lot on the START debate, if it goes through as is, what will we see down the road, whether it's a few months, a few years, that you believe would be a very negative ramification of adopting this treaty without any changes?
Well, we should have a treaty with Russia, but not this treaty. I worry about Russia's incredible advantage in terms of tactical nuclear weapons by a 10-to-1. I worry about our ability as a nation to defend ourselves in the future, not against Russia, but against Iran and North Korea and others who may have nuclear weapons. And I think that we have less verification under this treaty than we had previous.
Senator, unfortunately, our time is up. We'll have to let you go. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time with us.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it, Greg.
Absolutely. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso is also a member. He's also a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.